Are you working on your crop budgets for the next growing season? Have you checked out our K-State crop budgets? Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Now, crop budgets can be a daunting task, and with the financial stress across several crops, it seems like we need to have a good handle on our expenses and on our potential income. Crop budgets can provide information to assist in identifying areas where adjustments can be made to increase our efficiency in producing a crop. In addition, by knowing your cost per bushel, marketing decisions can be made when the opportunity for profitability exists. Understanding variable and fixed costs of each crop enterprise provides an understanding of the financial health of the crop operations, which can lead to better management decision-making. The K-State crop budgets can be found at the K-State Ag Manager website at www.agmanager.info. The budgets are found under the Farm Management Guide heading. There are budgets for both dry land and irrigated crops, and there are Excel files available. This way you can easily put in your own expenses. And when you're looking at specific items like herbicide cost, your cost per acre might be less because you're buying in bulk versus a cash and carry price. Because of this, take time to tailor those budgets to really fit your operation. Now, if you're wondering how your operation compares to others in the area, you should also spend some time looking at the year-end summary for the Kansas Farm Management Association. That can also be found on the Ag Manager website. Look under the KFMA tab and for the KFMA Association summaries and choose Northwest Kansas. This summary shows the average yields, crop machinery cost, and crop production cost. The latest summary that's posted is from 2018, and that's because we're still collecting and analyzing the 2019 costs. I'll let you know when those summaries come out and when the county level Farm Management Association meetings are being held. Both of these resources can be really good to getting a handle on the expenses and the income in your operation. If you have any questions on finding the K-State crop budgets, give me a call at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.